Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin is Yud Tes. We're on Yud Ches. We're in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and I'm going to make a push this morning to get up to speed. Not totally, but definitely in a better place than we should be. We are on the mitzvah of Yud. Well, we're going to get later on this morning to the mitzvah of Yud in more detail, but we are approaching the mitzvah of Yud as we have been discussing and continue to discuss. Eved Ivri Amma Ivri Ah. Mishnah Yud Dalid introduced us to this topic. Why? Because of Kinyanim. The first Mishnah Masechta on Daf Beis describes how to be Mekadesh, a woman, for the purposes of marriage. And that's a Kenyan. Kiddushin is a Kenyan, and that's Kesef Sharon Bia. So the Mishnah on Yudala, the second Mishnah of our Masechta, goes over Kinyanim vis-a-vis Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya. That also is a Kenyan. Despite the fact that Eved Ivri is not ownership, it is servitude. It is more of like you're leasing labor than you're leasing a person. But still, in order to get into that relationship, it requires a kinyan. Amma Ivriya has a noted additional feature in that the Amma Ivriya, you're purchasing her for her service. However, that could be converted to marriage. That we're going to be discussing a little bit later this morning. In the meantime, however, we're going to start this morning Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And we're going to start with the words Tana Rabbanan. Now, I did the first part yesterday, but it's a good place to start. Tana Rabbanan, so Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and it is 7-8 lines from the top of the Amud. Ebraitha, Yesh Be'Ivri, She'em Be'Ivriya. And Yesh Be'Ivriya, She'em Be'Ivri. Compare and contrast, Ivri and Ivriya. Okay, this is classic style of the Braitha, in which there are a lot of halachas, there's a lot of moving parts. And just to make everything as clear as possible, so let's contrast, which is exactly what we're doing. So, Yesh be'ivri, she goes to Bishanim. So the Ivri, so how does he exit his servitude? So either with 6 years of a Yovel, or if Yovel comes up in the middle of 6 years, Uve misas, I don't know if the owner dies, Masha ain't came be'ivriya, and that's not true with an Ivriya. Now that part of the Braisa is difficult. In a moment, we're gonna analyze. But first, we finish the Braisa. So an Ivriya is now going to be different, notably in that one thing that is exclusive to her is that she exits when she becomes a Nara. Maturation is going to be her exit plan. She's not going to be repeatedly sold by the father. And the owner is going to release her against his will. Now that his needs clarification, we're going to get to that in a moment. Masha ain kain be ivri, and that's not true by an ivri. Now, amamar. So now that we lay the brace out in front of us, so now comes the analysis. So, yesh be ivri, shein be ivri, aviriminu. Yesera love am ivri, shekona tzma bisimanim. The first question, probing question on the brace is really simple, and that is, what is the brace talking about? The ivriya only goes out using simanim. What are you talking about? Did you read the Mishnah back on Yudalid? The Mishnah in Yudalid says that there are, in addition to how the Ivri exits, the Ivri also is going to be exiting in these manners as well. So I'm Rav Sheshet, so the Gemara says, okay, new, according to Rav Sheshet, So I'm Rav Sheshet, Kagon, Shiyadah. So the Braisa is talking about where Yid is done. So the Gemara says, Yid, Pshita. So Gita Bai. So the Gemara says, okay, so I don't understand. Yid, so she's married. So do you know why she can't exit? Because it's no longer a servitude relationship. It's a marriage relationship. And marriage relationships has its way of exiting, not Shanim, not Yovel, and not Mises Habal, yes. But okay. Anyway, so and the Gemara has such a fascinating Havamina, which we're not going to spend any time with. But the Gemara thinks that when you take the service relationship, And transform it into a marriage relationship, maybe the service relationship is still there. Ah. And if it's still there, well, in other words, you can leave with Shanim and you can leave with Yovel. Maybe, even though she's now married, but there are still remnants of the service relationship, and therefore, maybe she can exit using Shanim and Yovel, et cetera, et cetera. That's the Havamina. And the Gemara's Maskan, of course, is no. Kamash Malan. Meaning, once the service relationship transforms into a marriage relationship, it now becomes exclusively a marriage relationship. So So the Gemara says, well, if it's a marriage relationship, you know, women don't exit marriage just because they have experienced maturation. That's an exceptional point. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar im lo yada." So yatzaf b'simanim. So the Gemara says, "Yeah." So I'll teach you how to read the Braisa. What the Braisa is saying is that if yid is not done, so then in addition to all the above, shanim, yovel, and misas adam, there's also simanim. That's how you read the Braisa. Good. Adkan. That's part one of analysis of the Braisa. Here comes part two. Einu nimkeres v'nishas mechal david ivri nimka v'nishna v'atanya. Now, what comes out over here is that an Amma Ivriya is not going to be resold. In other words, she sold, the service ends, and now she's still a Ketana. Dad could resell her, right? No. The Bryce is saying no. So the Gemara says, okay, but in contrast, the Eved Ivri can be resold. So the Gemara says, Bad V'atanya. Now, mind you, by the way, it took me a while to wrap my head around. We're comparing men and women, obviously, or in this case, boys and girls. Well, men and girls. But it's obviously fundamentally, I'm going to say fundamentally different. It's different. Okay, the Amma Ivriya is being sold by her father. The Eved Ivri, well, again, either he could sell himself or Beis Din can sell him because he stole. It's different. Okay, but put those basic differences aside. Just the idea of a resale. So over here, when we're discussing an Eved Ivri, the resale that we're describing is when Beis Din sold him. Well, I don't understand. In other words, how many times did he steal? Hold that thought. So v'hatanya b'gneva sova lo b'kfei lo b'gneva sova lo b'zamam lo b'gneva so kevin sheninkra pamacha shovi yatara shalom ocho. Now, so when you have somebody being sold by Beis Din because he stole, so there are a couple of exclusions, three exclusions. Number one is that you're being sold for the principal value of the item you stole. Obviously, by the way, you were incapable of returning the item because then story is over. In other words, so you stole an item, it has a value. So your sale has to and only has to match principal value. Let's say you were a gun, if you were caught with the item, you now owe KFL. So the sale does not include KFL. Of course, by the way, you still owe KFL, but that's not going to be part of the sale. Number one. Number two. Let's say you have Edom Zomimim on a theft, and they're not capable of paying back. In other words, you do to them kasher zamam lasos lachiv, and that means, of course, is that they owe the money, but they don't have the money, so they're going to be sold into slavery, right? No, the Braisa says no. Edom Zomimim, despite the fact that you give them reciprocal punishment, they're not sold as it. In other words, obviously they owe the money, but they're not going to be sold into servitude in order to pay for it. That's a fair question. It's a very good question. I don't know. So b'gneva so kevin shenimkar pamacha shuv iyatara shalom ochro. So the, and finally, g'neva so, once they're sold, once they're not resold. And it's that, obviously, it's that part of the braisa now that we're focusing on. They're not resold. Wait one second. You just told me that Amma Yivri is different than Eved Ivri. Why? Amma Yivri is not resold, which means an Eved Ivri is resold. We just now learned in a braisa an Eved Ivri is not resold. Okay? That's a problem. So Amar Evelo Kasha Kam B'Gneva Achaz Kam B'Shtei Gnevos. So the Gemara says, well, maybe a distinction can be made between how many Gnevas are we talking about? Now, we're not talking about victims. That's coming up in just a moment. We're talking about the number of items he stole from you. So Amale Abai B'Gneva So Tuva Mashma. So Abai says, and if I had more time, I would spend more time with this suggestion of the Gemara. But I know the Gemara is going to go into an immediate dismissal. So see Rashi over here. I'm going to move a little quicker. So the Gemara says, B'Gneva So Tuva Mashma. G'neva So, yet when you're reading the Pasuk, his theft, so it doesn't translate well in English. G'neva is... this is me trying to teach English. it's not great. But anyway, the word geneva, much like the word sheep, okay? What's the plural of sheep? Yes, sheep. So when you say geneva, so it doesn't necessarily mean a single item stolen. Geneva can translate into stolen items. So it doesn't limit us to one stolen item. So the Gemara says, fine. So Elam Rabbi Lo Kasha Kama Adamecha Kam Shnei B'nei Adam. So in other words, it's very simple. If there is one victim, and now he's being sold for service to pay back for the item he stole from the one victim, that's it. You can only go into servitude one round. the servitude doesn't match or doesn't make up the entire loss. Okay. And in other words, so obviously he's going to owe the balance, but he's not going to be sold again. If there are two victims, so now he could be sold to one victim and he could be sold for the other victim as well. Okay, that's the buyer's explanation, which the Gemara is very happy with.
Can he
fill any of
the punishments
as knots,
or is
it
part of the...
They're
knasim,
but in other words... In other words, right. In other words, just look at it, perfect. Look at it just simply categorically different.
Right.
Okay. Okay, good. Really good point. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, now, obviously, you know, he stole, he owes money, he doesn't have the money to pay, he's going to be sold. So now, it's a great discussion in the Gemara, and again, we're going to do it a little too quickly, and that is that what if his service, the value of his service, doesn't match the item in which he sold? Now, the chances of there being a perfect match is it's really unlikely. Meaning, obviously, in other words, he's going to be being sold for 6 years of his service. Obviously, that's going to have a price tag to it. The item he stole has a price tag on it. Is it going to be a perfect match? Probably not. Most probably not. So in other words, so we're going to discuss now, what if it doesn't match? And then, obviously, there are going to be three options. What if his service price tag is greater than the item that he stole? What if it's less than the item that he stole? Or what if it's a perfect match? Right? Obviously, it's more likely going to be one of the first two and not the third.
There's no issue of Rebus.
No. So Tana Rabbanan Geneva. So Geneva Alef Vishav Chamesh Meos Nimkar Vechozim Benimkar Geneva Chamesh Meos Vishav BeElef Einu Nimkar Klal. Okay. So according to the Tana Kama, let's say the item in which he stole was worth 1,000. His 6 years of service only amounts to 500. So what does he do? So Nimkar Vechozim Benimkar. So he's going to be sold and he's going to be sold again. Now, I know, by the way, that seems to belie the point that we just made, that if there's one victim, then you're not sold into, so you're not resold. Okay. I know that, I see that as an issue. But the point over here is that, in other words, if your sale price is less than the item stolen, so then you're going to be sold. Okay. Let's just say nice and simple. You're going to be sold under those circumstances. But let's say the Geneva itself is only, the item of theft was only 500. And your 6 years is 1,000. So then, Einu Nimkar Klal, then you're not going to be sold. And it's interesting, by the way, because what you could have done is you could have just, in other words, don't sell for 6 years of service, sell for 3 years of service. For whatever reason, I don't know why, it's not an option. In other words, sale into becoming an Eved Ivri is only looked at as a 6-year option, and that's it. There's simply you don't prorate, okay? For reasons which I don't know why, but it doesn't. Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, Rebbe Lazar Omri Maya Geneva So Geneva Kenegim Memkaro Nimkar Vim Love Inu Nimkar. Okay, Rebbe Lazar takes a really interesting position, which is it has to be a match. Okay, it's probably highly unlikely. But it has to be a perfect match. If it's not a perfect match, you're not going to be sold. Even, right, I'm stating now the obvious, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if that means that your service price tag is less than the item stolen, at least now you're going to be making up some of the balance. No, Rabbi Eliezer says you're not sold. It's an extraordinarily limiting position of Rabbi Eliezer. What are the chances now of a perfect match? What are the chances he's going to be sold as an Eved Ivri? It's really interesting. Rava takes an editorial note over here. He's like, I really think Rabbi Eliezer is right. So Maishna Geneva Chamesh Meos Veshave Elav Deino Nimkar De Nimkar Kulo Amarechmana Velo Chetzio Hachanami Nimkar Begeneva So Amarechmana So Velo Nimkar Bechetzi Geneva So. In other words, when dealing with Eved Ivri, it's all or nothing, and that's on both sides, both on the item stolen side and on his service price tag side. So it's all or nothing. So in other words, it has to be a perfect match on both sides. Okay.
So then what happens to the things that he stole? What is his penalty? Nothing?
His penalty is that he owes. No, he owes the money. That never changes. It's just a question now of how he's going to pay it. So if being sold as an Eved Ivri was an option, so that's a payment plan. But once that fails, so then he's got to figure out another.
So what happens?
Yes. What happens is that he still owes the money. In other words, they'll garner his wages. They'll figure something out. But in other words, he owes the money. He's in debt.
He's got to
figure out a way. 100%. Mafdin also about karcho. Okay, now in the brisa, we're now back at the brisa that we started the daf today, and pedia is done against his will. Now the pronoun problem. Okay, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not talking. I'm talking from the Gemara standpoint. The pronoun problem is that this happens all the time, and that is that a pasuk or a brisa tells us it describes a halacha. But instead of using a proper noun, uses a pronoun. And now it's just a question of Maftin Osa. Well, we know who the she is. There's only one she in the story, right? We're talking about the Ami Ivriya, and we're going to be poda her against his will. Well, how many wills are we talking about? Well, there are two candidates. It could either be dad, or it could be the owner who purchased her. So, Sever Rav Lememar Balkarche De Adon. So Rav thinks that we're talking about Balkarche De Adon. So the Gemara says, against the will of the owner. Abaye says he can't be serious. Amalei Abaye, I mean, Rava obviously is serious, but Abaye doesn't agree. So Amalei Abaye, my new dechazun lishkara dmei. So Amai, naket marganisa v'yavle chaspa. So now Abaye says to Rava, what are you proposing over here? Meaning that she can now exit her Ama Ivriya by just simply writing an IOU note. Abaye is like, you're kidding, right? Meaning, right now, the owner has purchased her for her services. And now what? I'm going to leave because I want to, and I don't have the money, but I'll write you an IOU note. Right? We're good, right? Abai's like, that's not, no. So, Ela Amar Abai, Balkar Chida'av, Mishum Pekam Mishpacha. Now, so in other words, Balkar Chida'av because of Pekam Mishpacha. Okay, here, if I may, right, the Gemara really now is giving us an attitude that we should treat Ama Ivriya. A man sold his daughter as an Ama Ivriya. Okay, we have been discussing it now for almost a week, right? This is day five. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. So the Gemara really hasn't commented on good thing, bad thing. Okay, intuitively we all know, but here the Gemara really speaks it out. And that is the following. Dad should not be selling, I'm going to say something obvious. Dad should not be selling his daughter as an Ama Ivriya, meaning dad's doing so obviously for purposes of financial gain, and look, people are in financial straits. But really the truth of the matter is that the Torah is not promoting it. In fact, just the opposite. Here our Gemara is telling us it's really embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the family. And so, right, dad just sold his daughter. And others now, other family members are stepping in, or just other people, doesn't matter who the sponsor is. And other people are stepping in and saying, we're going to be poda her. In other words, we don't want to see her in this position. Meaning it speaks poorly of the family. Speaks poorly of the father. So because of Pegam Mishpacha, so now dad's like, no, I sold her. That's it. Right? I like that.
Done deal.
So, right? We're good. In other words, and he's telling the sponsors, don't redeem her. This is what, according to Abaye, this is what Bakarcho means. Bakarcho means that we say to the father, no. In other words, you had the Torah gave you the right to do so. You exercise that right, but no. In other words, when I'm saying no, I'm meaning that the father cannot just simply say, I don't want her status to change. Others, sponsors can come in and sponsors can say, we're going to redeem her. Okay. So the, and because of Pegam Mishpacha. So he achi evad ivri nami nechvinal of name Mishpacha, Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. So the Gemara says, okay. So why don't we say the same thing regarding Eved Ivri? Why don't we word over there about Pegam Mishpacha? So Dehadar Azom Az Ben Nafshei, the Gemara says, well, when it comes to an Eved Ivri, so, you know, he just may turn around and sell himself again. So Hachinami, Hadar Azom Az Ben Lei. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we worry about the same thing regarding the father? So Hakitani, in Nimkeres Venishnei. See, the Gemara says, yeah, but the father's not going to have another option. Meaning, how many bulls does the dad have in the chamber? It's one. One bull in the chamber. Dad can sell, but dad can only sell one time. And so therefore, when others come and redeem her, and what are we worried about? Well, first of all, the reason why is because of Pegam Mishpacha. It doesn't speak well of the family. And why don't we worry that dad's just going to resell her again? And the answer is very simple, because he can't. Okay. Oh, money, Rabbi Shimon, he, now we just said that dad can't resell her. The Gemara says this is a point of dispute. Detanya, amokhar, that must be delicious, vishonem. So a man can marry off his daughter, a man could do it a second time. Right? In other words, if the first marriage terminates, he can marry off for a second time. And l'shivchas v'shonem, and a dad could sell his daughter into servitude and do it a second time. L'ishas achar shivchas, and you could do ishas after shivchas, meaning dad sold her for shivchas, and then she, for however, in other words, if it's simanim, then that's it. But in other words, but it, that terminated, and she's still a katana, and dad can marry her off. Avalo l'shivchas achar ishas. But according to the Tanakama, the only thing that you cannot be done is shivchas achar ishas.
Okay. After ishas, she's emancipated.
Perfect thought. Hold the thought. Hold that thought. So Rabbi Shimon Amar Kishim Shein Adam Ocher's Bital Shivchas Achar Ishas Kachin Adam Ocher's Bital Shivchas Achar Shivchas. And Rabbi Shimon says nothing can be repeated. Nothing. So a person cannot sell his daughter to Shivchas Achar Ishas. A person cannot do Shivchas Achar Shivchas. Okay. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, once dad sold her once, that was it. That was it. So in other words, our explanation of the previous Braisa is in line with Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, now, happens to be, this machlokas is also another machlokas tanaim, bevigdo ba, in Mishpatim. When describing the Amma Ivriya, the Torah says, "Va'am nachri lo yimshol lemachra bevigdo ba." Now, bevigdo ba, once there was a begida, I just repeated the word, once there was a begida, so then, he meaning dad, cannot sell her. Now, there was a begida. What does that mean? Yeah. So, as we turn to the top of Yechaz Amid Beis, Kevin Shapir Shalisa Alav Shovein Rasha Lamokro, Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the word begida comes from the word beged. A cloak was put on her. What does that mean? It means that the person who purchased her also married her. In other words, in the cloak is a reference to the intimacy that they had. Let me just say marriage. Okay? Let's sing it. In other words, it could be a canopy. Okay. But anyway, Rabbi Elazar Amar Bevigdo Ba, Kevin Shabbat Ba Shavein Rashalam Okra, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that's not Begida. Begida over here is from the term rebellion, Bagad. And that means to say that once dad rebelled against his daughter. And again, by the way, here you're hearing it so clearly in the Gemara, meaning it's a right the father has, but in other words, he should not be exercising it. Okay. So anyway, so once dad rebelled against his daughter, now the word rebellion over here, don't take me super literally, but certainly the tone is there. So once dad sold his daughter, that's it. In other words, dad can no longer sell her again. So in other words, what we just did is we take Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, we just learned, and put him together with Shita Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says that we have two ways to interpret the word begida. So Rabbi Elazar Sofer Yeshem LaMesoros, Rabbi Kiva Sofer Yeshem LaMikra. So it's a question of whether or not we're going to go with the Mesorah or the Mikra. How do you pronounce the word? Is how the word is spelled. Both are important. Both are part of our Mesorah. It's just a question of where we're going to put more emphasis on. The way it's written or the way it's pronounced. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, Savi Yeshem LaMikra. Ula Mesorah, and Rabbi Shimon says there's both Mikra and Mesorah. Okay. Again, right now, if you will, excuse me, I'm not going to go through the textual analysis right now of the way it's written versus the way it's pronounced. Rabbi Shimon, who takes both pronunciation and the way it's written, and Rashi over here, there's a lot of things. I'm going to move past just simply because of time and because of my interest in catching up. Rashi over here notes that Rabbi Shimon over here seems to be going against other Rabbi Shimons. Okay. Anyway. There's a lot that I'm just moving past, but the point is over here, is that when the Torah says bevigdo ba, so is the correct interpretation the marital canopy, the marital cloak, if you will, and which means the meaning to say that the only thing now that's going to bar the father of reselling her is if she gets married. But in other words, but prior to that, the father could resell her. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you misinterpreted. The begida over here is referring to the rebellion, the rebellious act of the father having sold it to begin with. Once he does that, he can't resell her. And that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer now is perfectly aligned with the Shita Rabbi Shimon. And if I can think, if I can get into your head, Ben, so right, that now means that Rabbi Shimon is not aligned with Rabbi Akiva, and that's a little bit strange because Rabbi Akiva is his Rabbi. Okay. Okay. So, but we're, you're right. Baruch Hashem, I can anticipate your questions. By Rabbi Baravua. Okay, new topic for today. Really, this is yesterday's daf, but that's fine. By a Rava Baravua Yud. So now, here we are. Okay, it's right. It starts here, and it's going to go well into today's daf, and that is the mitzvah of Yud. Okay, it's a person purchases an Ama Ivriya. She's a katana, and now there's an option of Yud. The purchasing is for service, but it's service with an option. Okay? Okay. Why not? We're here. I'm going to say it. It's leasing with an option to buy. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, so the now you don't have to do yud, although it's highly recommended. Okay? So and now what's yud? Yud is marriage. But it's an interesting version of marriage. In that you already gave money for her, but that money was for service. And now you're just going to develop this relationship. You're going to transition the relationship from a service relationship to a marriage relationship. And so it's similar to Kiddushin, but you're already invested, literally, in this relationship. So Kiddushin, in other words, you're starting from zero. Here by Yud, you're not starting by zero. In other words, you already gave money. Granted, but for service, not for marriage, but you already gave money. So now, it's such a great conceptual question. So now when you're doing yield with her, so where are you in the marriage cycle? Are you now at step one of marriage as a kiddushin? Or no, you're past that already. You're now already into step two. Maybe yield is already nisuin. That's a Gemara's question. So by Rabbi Baravua, yield nisuin osa, o erusin osa.
Why couldn't the third category its own category?
Yeah, right.
Because it's a separate category, it's a whole new concept.
I know, but the Gemara, I hear you. The Gemara usually likes to fit into constructs that we already know. So we already know Kiddushin Nisuin. Okay, I like your thinking, but I'm just, from the Gemara standpoint, that's where the Gemara is just trying to fit into what we already know exists. Okay, so nafka mina liyarsha latamila olafin adarehamai, and then we go through the classic nafka minas, meaning if it's nisuin, so then as a kohen he could be matame for her, as a husband now he could be made for nadarim, and I missed one, yes I did, and if she dies he's yarshin her, but that's only after nisuin, but not after kedushin. Okay, and these are the classic nafka minas of the difference between kedushin and nisuin. There are other nafkaminas as well. Anyway, so Tashma bevigdaba Kevin Shapir Taliso Allah Shavin Rashala Mochra. So the Zivunahu Dalam Mizavin Baha Yehuda Miyaila. Okay, so he put his talis over her, meaning he first purchased her as an Am Ivriya, then he married her. So now, in the event, now we have to add a step over here because he's married to her. What more is there to discuss? In the event now where she becomes a widow or a divorcee, okay, that's already a lot of experience of life at a really young age, but now we go back to the father cannot sell her. Shuv in Rashai Lamochra. So after sale and after yud was exercised, and now she becomes a widow, so now and she's still a katana, we go back to dad cannot resell her. So the Gemara says, good. Now with given all that, consider. So Shivan Rashai Lamokra. Zibunu Dulamazabin Mahayudami Ayla Iamart Nisuin Osa Kevin Denise Shuv in Alavi Rishosba. So the Gemara says, now, if Yud equals Nisuin, so what does that mean? Dad's relationship to her has terminated. Oh. So Allah Shmamina Erisin Osa. So the Gemara says, okay. So it's not Nisuin, it's Erisin. Gemara says, wait 1 second. That is a proof to show us that yud is only erusin, not nisuin. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Hacha Begdushin Da'amakai V'Hachi Kamar Kevin Shemaster Avia Lemishin Eschayev B'She'irak Susav Onasa Shuv En Yochol Lemochra. We're not talking about where dad sold her. We're talking about where dad initially married her off. Okay, so in other words, that could be what the Bryce is describing, and therefore it doesn't give us a window at all into Yud and the nature of Yud. So Tashma said, we're going to do this round number two. Mocha, Emocha l'krovim, Mishom, Emocha l'krovim. Can you sell your daughter to a relative? Now, on one hand, why not? On the other hand, I'll tell you why not. So first of all, why not? So you could say, why not? Because, in other words, it's servitude. Okay? On the other hand, I'll tell you why not. Because there has to be potential where it can lead to yield. And when you sell it to a relative, obviously, it can't lead to yield.
Depends on the relative.
Huh?
Unless it's a maternal uncle.
Yeah, depends on the relative.
Okay. Your point is well taken. When the Bryce says karov, it means a karov who she can't marry. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, good. So the Mishum... Yeah, right. Mishum Rebbe Lazar Amar Morcha L'Krovim, and Rebbe Lazar says no. In other words, you could sell it to a relative. In other words, it doesn't lead to yud. So what? It won't lead to yud. Okay. So Vishavim Shemorcha Aman L'Kohen Gadol Grusha V'Chalus L'Kohen Hajob. However, here's what you can do. You could sell her to a when she's an Amana, you could have sold her to a Kohen Gadol because she's still a she could still be a Besula, and a Grusha V'Chalus can be sold to a Kohen Hajob. Now. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. A regular Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. Now, even though that's true, there is Tfisas Kiddushin. You're not allowed to, but if you do, the Kiddushin takes effect.
How could she be sold if she's a Grusha?
Okay, perfect. Well, okay, good. So, hi, Almana Echidami. We're going to attack your question, but just we'll do it from the Almana standpoint. So, she's an Almana. So, what happened? In other words, give me the history over here. So she was Mekadosh herself, right? The Gemara says, of course that's not right. We're talking about a minor. In other words, she can't be Mekadosh herself. That's not an option. So the father was Mekadosh. So if the father married her off, so now he can't then be selling her after marriage. Ain Shivchos Acher Ishus. Okay. And by the way, even though that was a contested point, but this is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and that is in fact the halacha. Ain shivchos achar ishus. V'amrav yitzak hacha b'kedusha yud. And we're talking over here about kedushin, but not just kedushin, but kedushin of yud. Now aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda d'amrav amos rishon slav the kedushin nitnu. And according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, okay, the Gemara now is throwing us a bit of a curveball. Okay, but I'm going to help with the curveball. Okay, when you do yield, okay, in other words, you purchased a girl, and now you want to opt into yield. So now, yield is marriage, which means normally that it requires you to pay, but you already paid. So is the purchase price when you bought her, can that just simply now be called the Kesef Kedushin? That's one option. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says no. That's not what is going to be the Kesef Kedushin. You know what the Kesef Kedushin actually is? It is the balance on her, on the lease. Okay, sorry. I know all this is a little bit rough just to even just say, but it's the balance of her lease. In other words, she was supposed to work until 6 years, Yovel, Simanim, okay, whatever the end point is. And so, and you purchased her based on that projection. And so, obviously, if we're now exercising yield somewhere in the middle, so in other words, so she has the balance. So now what you'll do is, according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, you'll just simply say that balance, that'll be the Kesef Kedushin. Okay, that's the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So the...
That's equivalent to like a loan, because she owes you that much money.
So good. Okay, perfect. Hold that thought. Okay, Iya Martin Isu and Osa Kevin Shanisa Shuvain Lavi Rishus Ba. So the Gemara says, okay, now, this is, I admit, by the way, this is a complicated storyline. Dad sold her as a katana. She then the owner exercises yud option and did yud. Then he dies. Then now she becomes an amana. And now what we're learning together is that dad can sell her now to a Kohen Gadol. Okay, right. I know that's a lot.
But now, you already know.
So Iyamar, perfect. Iyamar Nisuin Osa. Now, if what Yud does is Yud is Nisuin equivalent.
Yeah.
So Kevin Shanisa Shuvin La Virishba. So then that's it. Meaning she once you go through two stages of marriage as a katana, you are now exited the jurisdiction of the father. Okay. So Vela my Erisinosa. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this? Let's go over the other option. And that is you, there's only Erisin equivalent. So Vahainada Mochir's Bitl Shivcha Sakhaishus. Well, that's not going to help, because what the father can't do is that the father cannot sell after marriage. We've said it. We said it again. This is now the third time this morning we're saying it. So the Gemara says, so what difference does it make what yield is? Is it Nisuin? Is it Erisin? It's marriage. And you can't sell after marriage. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's what we're going to have to say. I mean, because again, the Braisa said that the father can sell her after as an almana to a Kohen Gadol. We have to give voice to the Braisa. So here's what we'll say. If the father marries her off, so that's it. Ein shifchos acher ishas. But if the father sold her, and then yid was exercised on her, but then she goes back to the father, that's different. It's not the father marrying her off, it's the father selling her. Now, somebody else married her, but that's not the father doing so. That's different. So the Gemara says, afilu tema nisunosa. So, shani nisun ditam nisun diavia. So the Gemara says, okay, so now yid is only erisin. The Gemara says, that didn't really help. Meaning, if yid was nisuin, can't we make the same argument? So the Gemara says, hi, mai. Bishlam erisin, erisin, shani. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Meaning, if yid was only erisin equivalent, I could see a difference between dad marrying her off versus dad selling her, and the owner did yid, which is erisin equivalent. That's not dad marrying her off. However, if yid was nisuin equivalent, so now it's really game over. Meaning dad sold her, that part's true. And the owner exercised yud. And if yud is nisuin equivalent, do you know what we're going to call her now? Married. We're not going to make any distinction in terms of how that marriage materialized. It was dad who was dad initiated it. It was the owner who, meaning once you are a nisua, you are now, at that point in time, you're a fully married woman. You are going to be separated from the father.
For people who say that yud is erusin, how come they don't say that what's required to make it in?
It's coming up. Okay, Ula Rav Nachma Yisgadam Rafil Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Maos Rishonos LeKedushin Nitnu B'May Mukim La. Now the Gemara over here really putting the cart before the horse, meaning in the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, where the kedushin is done with a balance and only with a balance, there is an interpretation, notably Rav Nachma Yitzchak, who says that even Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda agrees that the original purchase money is what is effecting the kedushin. It just happens to be that there needs to be a balance. Okay. That I admit is a sophisticated position. If you take that position, so by my mukimla. So now, how did you understand the case of the Braisa? So mukimla, ki Rabbi Eliezer Daimler, so what you'll have to do is basically, you're right. What you'll do now is that basically you will have to leave the world of Rabbi Akiva and you'll move to the world of Rabbi Eliezer, where according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can sell her after marriage. Okay. In other words, there's no other way around it. Okay. By Rav Shlakish Maushim Yaid Adam Livno Kata. Okay. Now we're in the world of Yud. Okay. If you're wondering, by the way, in other words, how is Yud actually done? That's coming up later. You know, this is typical for the Gemara. The Gemara gets into the very, very minutia questions. It's not minutia, but in other words, detailed questions. And then only afterwards do we move the lens back and take a broader look of like, how is it done altogether? But anyway, can a person do Yud for his minor son? Okay. To appreciate the Gemara's question right now, here's all we need to know. In other words, a man purchases a katana. He has an option for yud. The Torah also says either he could do yud or his son could do yud. Oh, interesting. So now a katan cannot get married. That's a given. But now it's interesting because the Torah says either he or his son. Maybe in this case, the son, even as a katan, can do yid. Maybe. That's a Gemara's question. So I'm Rabbi Zera Tashma. So sorry, I missed words. By Reish Lakish Moshe Miyayit Adam. So live no katan, b'no amar rechmana, b'no kol dehu odoma, b'no dum yedidei. Mahu gadol af b'no gadol. So the Gemara throws a question on the table. When yid is being performed by the son, does that mean only as the son who's an adult? Or does that mean even a son who's a minor? Even though minors can't normally do it. So Amar Rabbi Zera Tashma, ish prat lekatan, asher yinafes eishes ish prat leishes katan. Okay, adultery. Torah says, when is it adultery? When the husband's an adult, not when the husband's a child. When the husband's a child, it's not adultery. Now, I amart miyayid imke matzinu eishes lekatan. Now, here's a real conundrum. Meaning, if the husband is a child, then it's not adultery. How about this? If the husband's a child, he's not a husband. Right? In other words, the Bryce is weird. Right? If the husband is a minor, then it doesn't qualify for towards adultery. What? There's no marriage. So, so the Gemara says, so Elamai. So the Gemara says, this actually makes our case. Because if the Torah is telling me that it's not adultery, the Torah is clearly recognizing the marriage. Well, when does a minor male get married? We have the answer. Yud. Meaning yud would be a situation where a minor male can get married. And what the Torah is saying is that strange, and I'll make it even a little bit stranger. Even though it's marriage, it doesn't qualify for adultery. Okay. Now, Am Ravashi Hacha B'Yavam Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yamecher Abal Yivento Askin De Medaraisa Chazilei. So Ma'od De Tema Kevin De Medaraisa Chazilei B'Yaso B'Yah Ba'Alam Echayv Beishes Ish Kamash Malan. Now, Gemara says, I'll tell you what. I can give another case scenario for that Braisa. Notably, Yibum, and specifically where it was done by a surviving brother who is above 9 years of age, but not yet bar mitzvah. Does Yibum work? The answer is yes. Yibum works. Is he an adult? And of course, the answer is no. Okay, if you're around in the sixth parak of Vivamos, you already know this. If this is the first time you're hearing this, I'm going to admit it's going to sound extraordinarily strange, but that's not. I'm not going to give a sufficient background over here. All we need to know is that Yibum works for a 10-year-old, for an 11-year-old, 9-year-old as well, and the Yibum works. And so that is a case study where we can have the husband being a minor, and on one hand, even though the marriage is min ha-Torah, nevertheless, it doesn't qualify for adultery. Why? Because adultery has got a detail, and that is, it has to be eishes ish. The husband has to be an adult. Even though we can have a case study in which the husband's a minor, but then you just simply be excluded from adultery. By the way, I'm sure everyone knows this, but let's speak it out. I say excluded from adultery. I don't mean it's okay. We don't mean it's okay. Excluded from adultery just simply means that you're not subject to the capital punishment. Okay. I think everyone knew that. But so my havilah. So in other words, now we're reopening the case of Yud Katan. So my havilah tashma Rabbi Abu Amar Rabbi Yana in Yud Ela Begadol and Yud Ela Midas. So yud can only be done with an adult, and yud can only be done with consent. Tarti, the Gemara says now, those seems to be two disparate points. The Gemara says they're not disparate points. Matam kamar, so matam in yud ala begadol afisha in yud ala midas. So the Gemara says, yeah, yud can only be done with adult because yud by definition needs consent, and consent can only be given by an adult. So the Gemara says, alternatively, das can over here mean her das. In other words, yud has to be not only an action, but an understanding. She has to understand that yud is being done. So hu tanila v'hu amar la. So yud aliba d'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda d'amar maos rishonos lav l'kiddusha nitnu. Now, what do you mean she needs to be informed? Aren't you giving her money? Exactly. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not giving her money. How are you being mekadosh with her? With the balance. Oh. In other words, and the balance obviously is not concrete. It's not tangible. You're not giving her an item. That's why the Braisa tells us you need consent. You need to inform her, because it's otherwise what's happening. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema Kiddush LeKiddush Nitnu Shani Hachidak Da'amar Rechmana Ya'ada. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you know, you don't have to pigeonhole the Braisa like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. You can go like the Chachamim. What was the Kesef Kiddushin? It was the Kesef Mechira. It was one and the same. So why do we need to inform? The answer is because the Torah says you need to inform. It's that simple. So my Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Now, two times so far we've gone over the Shita Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda without a proper introduction. So now, proper introduction. D'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ya'adav Ahav Deit Tzarech Shiyeh, Shos B'yom Kedei Pediya, Mikanam Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Im Yeh Shos B'yom Kedei La'asos Imo Shavah Pruta, Mekudeshes V'yam La'av, Inna Mekudeshes, Amma Kasavra, Maos Rishonos, Lav the Kedushin Nitnu. Okay, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says that there has to be a balance on the balance, on her balance sheet. Time remaining in the day, at least a pruta's worth, in which you're going to be Mekadosh with the balance. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tema Kiddushin Nitnu Shani Hacha Damar Rachmana Ve'Evdei. So, and then here we get to, and we've already mentioned it once today, but now we get to see it a second time. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you misunderstood Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. He agrees fundamentally the Kesef Mechira is the Kesef Kiddushin. Why does she need to have a balance? Because the Torah says she needs to have a balance. Okay. Two takeaway points Rava says that we learn from Yehud. Number one, you're marrying off your bito katana. You're not selling into servitude, but you're marrying her off. You can make her a shliach. What? In other words, a ketana cannot normally be a shliach. I know. That's true. But in other words, Rava says, if according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Maos Rishonos are not the Kesef Kedushin. Again, we're going to take the standard understanding of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Maos Rishonos are not the Kesef Kedushin. And the Kesef Kedushin is just simply the balance that you're transferring over to her. So you're transferring over a balance to her as Kesef Kedushin. So over here, that means to say that we created a case study in which she, the minor, is accepting her Kesef Kedushin. So Rava says, so when dad marries off his daughter, his Katana daughter, so obviously the Torah is okay with the idea of her accepting the Kesef Kedushin. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman HaMekash B'milva Sheyesh Alav Mashka Mekudeshes Mid Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Lav Amar Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Mash Rishon's Lav LeKedushin Nitnu and Hai Halva'ihi V'hi Gufa V'chi Mishayir Ba Shavapruta U'miyayir HaVeKedushin HaChanami Lo Shna. Now we get to a point that Ben made earlier, and now we get to speak it out. This marriage done via this yud marriage, and according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, you're marrying her with the balance. Isn't that debt? And aren't you marrying with debt? And didn't we learn earlier in the Masechta that you can't marry with just simply forgiveness of debt? We did say that. So how is it working over here? It's debt plus collateral. Oh. It's debt plus collateral. So the debt obviously is the money the money on the balance sheet, because you are now allowing her to leave early. Oh. And what's the collateral? Her. Okay. It's a little rough. She's a collateral. And so even though marriage via debt by itself doesn't work, but if it's debt plus she's holding something, that does work. So the Gemara says, so now we could say the following.
She's holding herself.
Yeah. So now we could say that if that works in the case of Yud, so now we can extrapolate and just simply say, in general, you want to be Mekadosh, a woman with money that you owe her? No. But you gave her a mashkin to hold on to? That's good. That'll work. Okay. So those are two takeaway points that we learned from Yud, but it's interesting, though. It's only Yud, Aliba de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Good. We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan Ketzah Mitzvah Yehuda. So how exactly does it look like? What does Yud look like? So Omer Labif Neshayim Harayat Mekudeshesli Harayat Meresesli. The Bach adds in Harayat Miyu Edesli. Afilu Besof Sheish Ve'afilu Samach Lishkiyas Achama. Ve'noeg Ba Minag Ishus Ve'noeg Ba Minag Shifchus. So according to the Tanakhama, you just have to be anywhere within the terms of service. In other words, it could be that it's right before sunset of her last day of work. You could do you then. Okay? And you have to treat her like a wife, not like an Amma Ivriya. Okay.
What's the meaning of last day of
work? Huh? Hold on one second. I primed the question. What's the difference? So in other words, with your wife, right? He quotes this as one of the Rishonim, right? With your wife, so she has to work, but in other words, but as we learned in Ksuvos, in other words, there's a cap to how much she has to work. With an Amma Ivriya, there is no cap. Interesting. Yeah, David.
An Amma Ivriya works for 6 years, and Amma Ivriya is released after Simanim.
Or 6 years, whichever comes first.
Oh, it's okay.
Not 6 years. Amma Ivriya is not 6 years, is it?
Whichever comes first.
Have we seen that?
You're right. The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yes, sir, Al Kain. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Im Yeshos, B'yam, Kedei Lasos, Imo Sheva Pruta, Mekudeshes, V'yam, Lavinim, Mekudeshes. And the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. There has to be something left on the balance sheet. Okay. Now, Mashal, Omer, Isha, Litzkash, Limeach, Shev, Lach, Shoshim, Yom. Uva, Achev, Kisha, Betoch, Shoshim, Yom, Shem, Mekudeshes, Risha. Now, Mashal, meaning, let's give an analogy. You're Mekadesh a woman, you give her the Kesef Kedushin, and you say, hold it, and it'll take effect 30 days from now. Oh. And it goes back Lamafreya. According to the Tanakhama, same thing. You gave the father the Kesef Mechira, it's basically the same thing. In other words, when you exercise Yud, it'll go back Lamafreya. So now, Mashalaman Ilema, now I gave it away, but it's fine. Mashalaman Ilema, Mashal Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sahaim Yeshaz, Biyam Kedil Asosim, Moshe, Raputa, Mekadesh, Zim, Lav, Lo. So the Gemara says now, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Lamafreya, meaning because you're being Mekadesher with the balance. So Amarav Achabere, the Rava, Mashal Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the Mashal only works according to the Chachamim. Okay, I said it. But again, because I prepared. So pshita mavdete mahalo amarle me'achshav. So kamash malan. Now the Gemara says, now isn't it an obvious point? The Gemara says, not so obvious. Because you didn't say the word me'achshav. But still, effectively, it works as if you said me'achshav. Okay, Tanya Idach is where we are pausing. Okay, good. And good. We had a good day. We're almost all caught up. Okay, we'll pick it up from there. Okay, you'll forgive me. Okay, no summary for today.